I have a couple prayer requests this morning. Pray for my granddaughter, Eden. Eden, who is going to school at OU. Yeah. And then continued prayers for Joe and Neva Pyatt.
Amen.
And then pray for my other grandchildren, Haley and Ethan.
Amen. Pray for.
We probably ought to pray for Hawaii as well. Yes, I think they've still got like 800 unaccounted for.
Wow.
And over 100 casualties.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep praying for them. And I know that there's still several that are out sick and still battling, and just all different things going on. So we need to pray for all them as well. Let's pray this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. Lord, we lift up each of these requests, Lord, situations and needs today, Lord, we bring them before you today. Lord, we pray for Eden, Lord, who's going to school, Lord, going to OU, and we're thankful for that, Lord. We just pray that you would lead and guide, Lord, and that you would, Lord, would just have your hand of protection upon him, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that he'll be the light, Lord, for you, that people will see the glory of the Lord. I pray as he goes to classes, as he goes to the normal day-to-day, that you would just have your hand of protection up on her, Lord, that you would just bless her, be with all the teachers as well. Lord, we continue to pray for Joe. We continue to pray for Neva. Lord, we're thankful for the touch. We're thankful that you brought him through, Lord, the procedure and how faithful that you have been. And Lord, you have been so good and so gracious. We're thankful, Lord, for what you're going to continue to do. Lord, we pray for Haley and Ethan. Ethan, we pray for them today, that you administer to them, that you would bless them. Lord, we also pray for each and every person that's sick, that's still battling. Lord, I pray for Gene. I pray for Benny today, Lord, that you would just touch and heal them today. Give them the strength of the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you continue to protect this community, Lord God. I speak against every type of sickness, every type of disease and attack of the enemy, Lord. I pray that you be with all of our kids and all of our students. Lord, we're thankful today for your word and for your truth, for every promise that you've given us. We thank you today for answered prayers and for miracles and all that you're doing and continuing to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And then will you add the Ponce family on that, Jose and Kayla Ponce? The whole family tested positive for COVID. From the little girl, I think, who's about to be 1 year old, to the mom and dad, the whole family.
Wow. Amen. Let's pray for the Ponce family.
Kayla, right?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray for Jose, we pray for Kayla and all the Ponce family, Lord. This family, Lord, that has come down with this sickness, Lord, we bind, Lord, every form of sickness, Lord, this COVID, Lord, we bring it under our feet today. Lord, we ask that you would lift them up, that you would give them strength. I pray, Lord, that no symptoms, Lord, I pray that oxygen levels stay up, that nothing gets into the lungs. Lord, we ask today for your healing. We ask today for your touch. We ask, Lord, for your strength. Lord, you said by your stripes we are healed and made whole, Lord, and we hold on to that promise today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road, Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. Our guest this morning is Pastor Chasten Music, and his title, The Reality of Heaven. Back to you.
Amen. So we'll continue in our study and our lesson today, The Reality of Heaven. We've talked about how many times heaven and eternity is misrepresented, mistalked about, misportrayed in so many different ways. We've talked about how the mindset of many people think it's just a place that we end up at instead of a place that God has created for us personally. He has given us all, he loves us so much, he's given us choice. If we accept him, believe in him, surrender all of our life to him, we have that personal reservation. And so everyone likes reservations. They like receiving something in the mail. They're invited to something. Guess what? Jesus has sent out a mass reservation to everybody. If you accept me, guess what? This is what you're going to receive. This is what you're going to have. It's already been paid for. It's already been bought. It's been covered under the blood. The question is, do you accept it or do you reject it? And if you accept it, if you say, I accept that reservation, I have made reservation, I have made the commitment, this is what heaven is going to be. This is going to be the reality of heaven. It's going to be a place of full rest. I put this, it's going to be a place of rest for the weary. How many is tired? How many is wore out physically, spiritually, emotionally, every part of your life? It seems like this world continues to weigh us down. We're drained. But I'm thankful for the strength of the Lord. But reality, there's lots of weariness in this life, in this present life. We're going to be more and more pressed the closer that time gets, more and more pressed. A lot of pain, a lot of heartaches, burdens of this life, present life. But one of these days, when we get to heaven, when we get to the glory of glory, and we're worshiping God, the weariness will be faded. All weariness will be gone. All the burdens of this life are going to be lifted. Going to be lifted up of our life. Strength is going to be renewed. And I like this. We're going to run and we're not going to grow weary. Not only are we going to be running, we're going to be running on streets of pure gold. Gold that we have not even seen or even imagined. We think we've seen gold. We think we've seen the abundance, but we have not seen the gold that God has created and made. I believe it's going to be even more elaborate, more extravagant than what we can even see. You know, just think about this. Yeah. Someone mentioned this to me one time. I was like, wow, that's powerful. They said the cement is going to be made of pure gold. Mm-hmm. If the asphalt and the pavement is as gold, what's mansions going to be like?
Right.
What's Crystal Seas going to be like? And so it's a wonderful thought. Revelations chapter 14 and verse 13. It says this: Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them." I thought that was powerful, that their works follow them. So our works are gonna follow us. The second one, the reality of what heaven is it's gonna be a place of no more hurt, no more pain, and I like this one, no more loss, no more separation, no more division. Everything will be restored. As we were in Revelations chapter number 21, I like the headline at the beginning of those first 8 verses, that whole chapter. It says, all things made new. All things are going to be made new. All is going to be restored. What do we mean by that? Not going to be any more sickness. Not going to be any more disease. There's not going to be any cancer. Praise the Lord. There's not going to be any more cancer in heaven. There's not going to be no more COVID in cancer or in heaven. There's not going to be any more diseases or arthritis, back pains, neck pains, or headaches. It's all going to be gone. There's not going to be any oxygen machines. There's not going to be pacemakers. And there's not going to be hospital rooms and hospital beds. There's going to be mansions. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's going to be a full restored healing. I like this in Romans 8 and verse 18. Because if we're battling in the physical today, if we're battling on this side of heaven, this is what we can be rejoiced in. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Amen. We're going to be free. We're going to be changed. We're going to be made new. Mm-hmm. These mortal bodies, these mortal physical bodies, are going to put on immortality. They're going to be changed. They're going to be made brand new. We're going to be changed into heavenly bodies. Amen. Heavenly bodies. Revelations 21 and verse number 4, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things, I love this, for the former things have passed away. Amen. All the things that you have that you know that's holding you down right now, those are going to be former things. Mm-hmm. All things are going to be made brand new. God's going to bring us through every single one of these. Third one, and then I'm going to let Tina, which is in the driver's seat today, has her driver's license now, and Monica, we'll let them share some thoughts, give them some time today. Third one is, this would make everyone want to shout. If you're a believer, if you're a Christian, this should make you want to shout and do a Monica happy dance. Heaven is our reward. Mm-hmm. It's a reward not for every person, okay? Know this, it's not for every single person because not everybody's going to make the choice.
Right.
Heaven is a reward for the righteous. Amen, for the righteous. There's going to be many that's going to live their entire lives to gain wealth, try to make one more dollar, one more penny, gather up treasures, gather up rewards here. See it all the time. Athletes, mm-hmm. Big one. I mentioned this, an Olympian will train for years and years for that one moment to go for gold. And they put all this time, all this energy, everything that they have into going for a gold medal. You got football players going for Super Bowl rings. You got golfers going for crystal trophies. You know, all these things, which are not bad things. But what makes them bad is when they take precedence, mm-hmm, over God and what God desires from our life. But when we think about all these things, nothing will be even close to comparing the reward and the gain of heaven. But I think this is going to be the greatest reward. I think this is going to be the greatest gain that we can have of heaven other than seeing Jesus face to face. Because I think, and I've mentioned this, I think when we get before God and we get before the throne of God, it's going to be so overwhelming. We're not going to be able to take everything in. It's just going to be, you know, just beyond what we can even imagine, that we're not even going to be able to stand in the presence. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much in awe, we're not even going to be able to stand in the presence. But I believe we're going to fall to our knees mm-hmm. and worship. It's going to go back to that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess mm-hmm. that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Every tongue is going to confess. But this is the greatest reward that I believe is going to be the reunion of our loved ones. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're looking for the great anticipation of our departure, of leaving here, but they're in great anticipation and looking forward to our arrival. Mm-hmm. We got loved ones and friends cheering us on to make it. And so heaven is going to be, it's going to be real. It's going to be a reality. It's going to be something that we're going to be able to see, that we're going to be able to take in. This is going to be the last reality. The last reality is Jesus is coming quickly. Mm-hmm. That's real. He's coming quickly. Revelation 3:11, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. Amen. That's the word today.
That's a good word. Amen. Chasten, for me, personally, I've battled suicide. I'm gonna talk about what we don't talk about yeah. for a minute. Mm-hmm. I've battled suicidal thoughts for a long time. Yeah. But the one reason I'm still here is because of my Lord and Savior and my Redeemer, yes. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because whenever I died at 12 years old, literally died, I remember when my physical eyes closed. And I remember it being dark for a second. And then I heard my name being called. And then I heard my name. And when I heard my name being called, my spiritual eyes opened. And I was still laying in my body. And then I seen Jesus. I seen the heavens open. And I seen my Jesus standing there. And I seen him right down on clouds. He came through the house. He didn't come through no door. He didn't sneak in the window. He rode clouds down to my bedroom and was at the foot of my bed and extended his hand and said, come with me. That's when my body was released. My spirit was released from my body to grab his hand and go. And the one thing, sitting on the clouds with Jesus at 12, I remember watching like what seemed to be a movie being played out. I remember being held. I remember leaning against him and being held. And I remember on the way up, as I looked back, I looked down at my body and seen what was going on. Jesus didn't drop me and say, you filthy thing, why'd you look back? He didn't do that to me. When I looked back to see what was going on, he pulled me closer to him as we're going up. And he looked at me with love and said, do not worry, my child. I am with you always. And I remember the last thing. The last last thing he said to me was, "Don't worry. I will be back for you." Those last words is what has kept me alive all these years. It has helped me battle the suicidal thoughts. There was even a time I had just left here. I had just, and this was within the past 2 years. I had just left Hour of Power. And I was getting on the highway up here past the Loves. I literally seen myself driving. And I literally seen myself swerve in front of the semi that was coming. And the urge, when I seen it, the urge to do it was so overwhelming. And I just started praying in the spirit. I said, "Help me." And then I just started praying in the spirit. And it left. What I want people to understand is it's real. It's real. It's very real. And I've done a lot of things. I've done a lot of things. I ran as far as I could from God. I ran and I ran hard and I ran fast. I was working in a club in Dallas. And I realized that's not the life I wanted. And I realized it when a good friend of mine died. Her car was there. There was, you could see, you could literally see scratch marks on her vehicle. And when I showed up to work the next day and I seen her car still there, but my friend wasn't there anymore. I was in the back getting ready and I just began to pray. Lord, this isn't, I don't want this life. I don't want to end up like my friend. Yeah. We don't even know what really happened to my friend other than she died. I don't want to end up like that, Lord. Help me. If you can get me out of here, Lord, please get me out of here right now. Yeah. Get me out of here. And that simple prayer. And one of the most yuckiest places, a strip club in Dallas. He heard me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He heard me. If God, if Jesus will go to a place like that and help a young woman like me, mm-hmm. we gotta do better, y'all. I'm sorry, but we got to do better. Yeah. If I break an arm, I probably need to go to a hospital. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what if I go in that hospital and they won't even open the door for me? I've got bone showing. I'm bleeding. And the hospital won't even open a door for me mm-hmm. to come in and get treatment.
Yeah.
We are the church.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are the church. and a church that will not welcome the sick, whether it be physically sick, yeah, or mentally sick, or spiritually sick.
Right.
A church that will not welcome the sick is a very sick church indeed.
Yes. Truth.
I have two quarters. We want to know why our country is messed up. We're asking, I don't understand what's going on. What's wrong with our country? What's wrong with it now?
Mm-hmm.
I have two quarters. This is an older one. In God we trust. Right there. And we're facing it. Because that too we're trusting. We have become sick as a nation. Mm-hmm. And it's time, yeah, we stand up and say, we're sick and we need some healing. Mm-hmm. We have gotten confused. This one, we have put God behind us and put liberty in front. How confused have we got? True liberty only comes from the Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
Anything else outside of that is a lie from the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
I, Monica Lovell, stand here today and ask, God, please, please help us put you back first. Help us put you back where you belong in this nation.
Right. Amen.
Good. First things first. It reminds me of that song, First Things First. The main heart of all of it, the most important thing, is that relationship with Jesus.
Absolutely.
And then we do good works because we love the Lord. We don't do good works to try to earn our salvation. It all starts with Jesus.
Man.
God didn't change Monica because Monica loved him. God changed Monica because God loves Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And God desired a right relationship with Monica.
Yes. Man, I believe the Lord's speaking to some hearts and lives today, and I think he's trying to get our attention,
mm-hmm,
and put our focus back and what he desires us to do. And I believe there's some listening today that need to make some strong new commitments, mm-hmm, and on to the Lord and say, Lord, you may have had a part of me, but there's still so much that you didn't have of me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know what, this is a reality that the Lord desires all of me, all of my life. And so I just want to close in prayer, and then any thoughts that y'all might have. Heavenly Father and Lord, we're thankful, Lord, today for your word, for this lesson today, this word that you've given me to share today on the reality of heaven and our future and eternity, Lord. And I pray that hearts would be open and receptive, Lord, to you today from the nudging of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray if there's one listening today that does not know you as the personal Savior, Lord, that they would ask you to come into their life. Lord, you just said that we've got to confess you as Lord, believe in our heart, Lord, ask you to forgive us of our sins and of our wrongs. Lord, we believe that you have died for us, that you are creating heaven for us. And Lord, we believe that you are coming back. Lord, I ask today that you would be with each and every person today that is hurting, that need healing today, that need a new revelation, that need hope, that need love today. I pray that you would speak to them today, Lord God. Let them hear your voice today. Let them feel your love, your lead, and your direction, Lord. We're thankful for this program. We're thankful for all of our listeners, Lord, the lives that it's touching. I pray that you continue, Lord, to bless it, continue to grow it. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, that even more will come in and to share your word and the testimonies of all that you've done in and through their life. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, and everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Before we sign off completely, would you be kind and share? I know we have an ad for you already that plays, but we just want to give you an opportunity to share anything you would like to share about your church, Pastor Chasten.
Absolutely. Anyone listening that does not have a home church, if you have a home church, continue to attend faithfully and be a part and do the great works. But if you don't have a home church, you're always welcome to Gateway, 4227 West 3rd Street. We're a mile and a half past Tractor Supply, and we're just a big family there that love God. Some ask me, what kind of messages do you do? What do you preach? I preach the whole Bible. Mm-hmm. From Genesis to Revelations, I preach the truth. I don't sugarcoat anything, and just share the love of Jesus. And that's what we do. We accept everyone. We accept the lost and the hurting, and that's what we should be. The church should be the hospital for the lost and for the hurting. And so we'd love to have you join us and just to be a part. So you're more than welcome. Sunday morning at 10:30. A.M., Sunday night at 6 p.m., and then Wednesday night we do Bible engagement at 6:30. So,
we really appreciate you coming to share. This has been a very thought-provoking word. I feel like we just touched the tip of the iceberg when it comes to this subject.
Yeah, there's just so much. Yeah, yeah.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and from Pastor Chasten Music. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.